Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord for another beautiful day in the presence of the Lord. We thank God for his mercy. We thank God for his loving kindness. We thank God for the wonders of God in our lives. We thank God for what the Lord has been doing. I will bless the name of the Lord for what God will do more. I want you to appreciate the Lord. It takes grace and the mercy of God for us to be living today. And it has been the work of God. Appreciate the Lord and magnify him. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. In case you are joining us for the first time, this is a prophetic deliverance prayer section. And this program come up between the hour of 12 midnight to 1 a.m. I want to really thank God for what God has been doing using this program to do in the life of people. I appreciate the mightiness of God, the wonders of God. Many, many testimonies are coming in on a daily basis as a result of people praying these targeted prayers, as a result of people keying into this prophetic program. I pray that God will touch you. The hand of the Lord also will minister to your needs. The yoke in your life shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare that no evil shall befall you. No plague shall come near your dwelling. Your life will not cooperate with evil in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. By the power in the blood of Jesus, you will overcome every evil agenda. I declare into your life now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the enemy shall be put under your feet in the name of Jesus Christ. Heaven of divine favor shall open upon your life. I declare that the Lord is with you. And the Lord that is with you is a mighty, terrible one. Therefore, no wickedness shall prosper in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree into your life now, your life shall move forward. You shall not move into failure. Poverty shall not be your portion. The Almighty God will give you strategy to silence your opposition. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, begin to appreciate him, begin to worship him. Let's thank the Lord for making it possible for us to see the 11th day of the month of November, year 2021. Appreciate him and give him glory. Thank you, Father. Sing this song along with me. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. Mighty God. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. El Shaddai, you are worthy. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. Mighty God. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. El Shaddai. Angels are singing. You are worthy, oh Lord. Are singing. You are worthy, oh. Angels are singing. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are singing. You are worthy. Oh, the angels are singing. You are worthy, oh Lord. They are singing. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. Oh, you are worthy, Lord. Oh, mighty God. Oh, you are worthy, Lord. Jehovah, you are worthy, Lord. Oh, you are worthy, Lord. El Shaddai. I want you to pray this prayer very, very well. And as you begin to pray the prayer, the power of God will fall upon your life. And the manifestation of God's power shall be real in your life. Say this prayer with a louder cry. Say, blood of Jesus, barricade my life from evil in the mighty name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, barricade my life from evil. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, barricade my life from evil. Barricade my life from evil. Barricade my life from evil. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every counsel of diviner
assigned against me, run mad in the name of Jesus. Every counsel of diviner assigned against me, run mad in the name of Jesus. Every counsel of diviner assigned against me, run mad in the name of Jesus. Every counsel of diviner assigned against me, run mad in Jesus' name. Say, powers assigned to shave my head, there in the name of Jesus. Powers assigned to shave my head, there in the name of Jesus. Powers assigned to shave my head, there in Jesus' name we pray. Say, the counsel of wickedness arranged against my destiny, catch fire in the name of Jesus. The counsel of wickedness arranged against my destiny, catch fire in the name of Jesus. The counsel of wickedness arranged against my destiny, catch fire in Jesus' name we pray. Say, every covenant manipulation against my life, lose your hold in the name of Jesus. Every covenant manipulation against my life, lose your hold in the name of Jesus. Every covenant manipulation against my life, lose your hold. Lose your hold in Jesus' name. Receive powers using the hours of the night to oppress me. In the name of Jesus. Powers using the hours of the night to oppress me. In the name of Jesus. Powers using the hours of the night to oppress me. In Jesus' name we pray. Powers converting my dream to battle. In the name of Jesus. Powers converting my dream to battle. There in the name of Jesus. Powers converting my dream to battle. There in Jesus' name we pray. The Bible says, give the beloved sound sleep. You must have sound sleep. Anything that is withdrawing your sleep must be arrested. Anything that is not allowing you to have sound sleep must be arrested. Pray this prayer very well. Say, every covenant decision against my well-being, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every covenant decision against my well-being, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every covenant decision against my well-being, scatter in Jesus' name. Say, every covenant decree against my well-being, there in the name of Jesus. Every covenant decree against my well-being, there in the name of Jesus. Every covenant decree against my well-being, there in Jesus' name. Say, every covenant agreement against my well-being, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every covenant agreement against my well-being, scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Every covenant agreement against my well-being, scatter in Jesus' name we pray. Say, every covenant incantation against my well-being, there in the name of Jesus. Every covenant incantation against my well-being, there in the name of Jesus. Every covenant incantation against my well-being, there in Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Say, congregation of wicked elders assigned against my life, scatter in the name of Jesus. Congregation of wicked elders assigned against my life, scatter, scatter in Jesus' name. Pray, any good thing in my life that has been buried, resurrect by fire in the name of Jesus. Any good thing in my life that has been buried, resurrect by fire, resurrect by fire, resurrect by fire in the name of Jesus. Any good thing in my life that has been buried, resurrect by fire, resurrect by fire in Jesus' mighty name we pray. I louder amen. We bless God for what God has been doing, using this prophetic deliverance prayer to do. I will thank God for as many people who have been sharing this voice audio with their friends. A lot of your friends have been calling us and have been asking questions. And we thank God for how God has been helping us to provide to them answers. We pray that God will meet our needs. God will fight for us. The yoke of the enemy shall be broken in our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Today, I'll be talking on praying against captivity. Praying against captivity. We shall be praying against captivity. Praying against captivity. I think that will be better so that you can move then that way. Praying against captivity. Praying against captivity. There is something we call captivity. Captivity, according to the Bible, is a bondage. It's a yoke. Captivity is like a prison yard. Look at it in Psalm 125. Psalm 126, verse 1. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Meaning that by the time the Lord turned the captivity away from our lives, it will be like if we are dreaming. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then shall they among the earthen. The Lord has done great things for them. When captivity is destroyed, joy, laughter, peace is restored. Even people around us will know that something has happened to our lives. But they will be able to say the Lord has done great things and we are all glad. You know, look at verse 4. He said, turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the stream in the south, that they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. So you can see how captivity can make a life miserable. The children of the Lord were brought into captivity, but when God intervened into their situation, the captivity was turned away. I pray for you today that the captivity of your life shall be held captive today in Jesus' name. Look at Psalm 68 verse 18. Said, thou hast ascended on high, thou hast led captivity captive, thou hast received gift for men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. Thou hast ascended on high, thou hast led captivity captives. So captivity can also be led captive. And immediately is led captive, gift, talent, breakthrough shall be released on man. Captivity is a sheer bondage. It's a terrible bondage. When someone is in captivity and he does not know he's in captivity, it can be very, very terrible. The Bible says how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who went about doing good and healing all manners of diseases. God was healing all manners of those who are in captivity. Listen to me. Captivity is a terrible thing. Captivity is a yoke. Captivity is like a restraining order. Captivity is a bondage. When a man is in captivity, there are some strange dreams that will be coming into that life that will reveal to that fellow that you are inside a captivity. You are in captivity. There are things you begin to see from the life of that fellow. Somebody that is addicted to pornography, it is captivity. Somebody that is addicted to evil habit is a captivity. Somebody who is seeing himself tied down in the dream is a captivity. Somebody who is seeing himself back in the stream in the village, the stream where you were bathing in the village, you see yourself constantly back in the place. There's a captivity in place. You have been attached. Something has affected you right in that location. When somebody is seeing himself being beaten by animals in the dream, it's a serious problem. It's a captivity. When you are tied down somewhere, it's a captivity. When you see yourself in the prison, it's a captivity. When you see yourself that you can, there's no night you don't eat in the dream, it's a captivity. Like I told you yesterday or the day before yesterday, constant sex is a captivity. When you find out that there is a particular sickness that is wasting your money and it has never gone, it's a captivity. What you can do is to pray against captivity. When you find out that you are not fulfilling your destiny, the gift inside of you is not coming out, you are not moving, something is restraining you to fulfill your destiny, it's a captivity. When the environment you live is limiting you, it's a captivity. Limitation is a captivity. Embargo is a captivity. You must demand for your freedom. What did I say? You must demand for your freedom. What did I say? You must demand for your freedom from this captivity. We are going into some strength prayers. And I know as we pray these prayers, captivity shall be held captive. The Bible says, Job went through a lot of affliction. And at the end of it, the Bible says, these afflictions are called captivities. What Job went through is what we call captivity. Every arrow of captivity, every chain of captivity, every prison yard of captivity, every inherited captivity, every program captivity assigned against your life. If your amen can roar like thunder in seven folds, I command that captivity to be scattered, 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 scattered. In the name of Jesus Christ, confess your sin unto the Lord. Tell the Lord to have mercy upon you before we enter into this prayer. Begin to get ready right now. Wherever you are now, begin to tell the Lord to have mercy upon you. Say, Lord, have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. Maketos kupra oto fintofia. Ebra kada kada kede kwen broko teleskopia. Egele tere boshon pra mo lukonde aki lakam broko to levon supia kata. Abia moka gaga gagra kata la zis le broko son to te pum praati. Ye ke gele kende se tem brako le lokum brabo to do vufon to te kaya. Zimpia moka gagra po son to de kaya. Lord, have mercy upon me. 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 Oh my gagara kitile. Yule bubu shitile. La praho shitikada. La kaka gagara kata. Le kububu shitikada barabu. In tasu karaka. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now, we are praying seven aggressive prayers. And you must get ready to pray these prayers. When you begin to pray these prayers, you may notice a lot of movement in your body. You may notice a lot of changes coming up upon you immediately. You may notice some strengthening happening to you. Don't worry. Just pray the prayer very, very well. Say, every root of captivity in my life. Can you pray that prayer? Every root of captivity in my life. There, in the name of Jesus, every root of captivity in my life. There, in the name of Jesus, every root of captivity in my life. There, in the name of Jesus, every root of captivity in my life. There, rumoskopolia makarakata, every root of captivity in my life. There, by fire, in the name of Jesus, every root of captivity in my life. There, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, captivity of my Father's house. Release my destiny in the name of Jesus. Captivity of my Father's house. Release my destiny in the name of Jesus. Captivity of my Father's house. Release my destiny. Release my destiny. Release my destiny in the name of Jesus. Captivity of my Father's house. Release my destiny. Release my destiny. Release my destiny in the name of Jesus. Captivity of my Father's house. Release my destiny. Release my destiny. Release my destiny in the name of Jesus Christ. Captivity of my Father's house. Release my destiny. Release my destiny. Release my destiny in the name of Jesus Christ. Captivity of my Father's house. Release my destiny in Jesus' name. Say, captivity of my mother's house. Release my destiny in the name of Jesus. Captivity of my mother's house. Release my destiny in the name of Jesus. Captivity of my mother's house. Release my destiny. Release my destiny. Release my destiny. In Jesus' name we pray. Now bring out a bottle of oil if you have it. If you don't have a bottle of oil, you can get a bottle of water. Mazekete prahu sunto kagala kata kata kata. Yente keskin dele se tarimu prahata la kandese likin prahu sunpo shente. Kalem pramu sunto yekaya. Rata kagagaga le bonso turikaya. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you because you are the Almighty. We give you glory because you are the Lord that never failed. We thank you because you are God of wonders. We thank you because you are the Lord that never failed. We thank you because you are God that moves in an unusual way. You are God of the impossible. We appreciate you. be thou exalted in Jesus' name. I pray that this oil in our hands shall become the oil of power, shall become the oil of deliverance, shall become the oil of healing, shall become the oil that break the yoke of captivity, shall become the oil of signs and wonders, the anointing of power, the anointing of the Holy Ghost, the power in the blood of Jesus shall move into this oil in the name of Jesus Christ. So likewise, the water, receive fresh fire, receive the power of the Holy Ghost, be mixed together with the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you, Father. Leke soto miyamu kangra katalaka. Ta leke sete leke te promo sonto karabaraba. Now take that oil, drink a little. Drink a little from that oil. Aha. You now say this one very well. Say, inherited captivity, lose your hold over my life. This single prayer I have told you to pray, you have to pray for 5 minutes. Inherited captivity, lose your hold over my life in the name of Jesus. Inherited captivity, lose your hold over my life. Lose your hold over my life in the name of Jesus. Inherited captivity, lose your hold, lose your hold, lose your hold, lose your hold in the name of Jesus Christ. Inherited captivity, lose your hold over my life in the name of Jesus. Inherited captivity, lose your hold, 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 lose your hold over my life in the name of Jesus. Inherited captivity, lose your hold over my life in Jesus. Name we pray. Take the oil and anoint your head. Thank you, Father. You now shout loud and clear. Say, captivity, program into my head. Lose your hold in the name of Jesus. Captivity, program into my head. Lose your hold in the name of Jesus. Captivity, program into my head. Lose your hold. Lose your hold in the name of Jesus. Captivity, program into my head. Lose your hold in the name of Jesus. Captivity, program to my head. Lose your hold in the name of Jesus. Captivity, program to my head. Lose your hold. 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 Captivity, program to my head. Lose your hold. 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 In Jesus' name, we pray. Anoint your chest. Magesete kadaba. Say, captivity of darkness, program into my chest. Lose your hold in the name of Jesus. Captivity of darkness, program to my chest. Lose your hold. Lose your hold. Lose your hold. Lose your hold. Lose your captivity of darkness, program to my chest. Lose your hold in Jesus' mighty name. We pray. Now take the oil, rub it on your stomach. Thank you, Father. Say, arrow of captivity, fire into my body. Jump out by fire. Go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow of captivity, fire to my body. Jump out by fire. Go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow of captivity, fire to my body. Jump out by fire. Go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow of captivity, fire to my body. Jump out by fire. Go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow of captivity, fire to my body. Jump out by fire. Go back to the sender in Jesus' name. We pray. Captivity program into my life from the womb. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Captivity program into my life from the womb. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Captivity program into my life from the womb. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Captivity program into my life from the womb. Yeah, in Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your hand. Lord, I prophesy into that hand. That hand shall prosper. That hand shall make it. In Jesus' name we pray. Now raise up your prayer request. Heavenly Father, I pray that this prayer request shall be answered. The power of God will fall upon this prayer request. In Jesus' name we pray. I pray for as many people who are here and they have been seeking the face of God for the life partner. I command right now in the name of Jesus Christ that within 3 weeks, the hand of God will rest upon you, rest upon your partner, and there will be an event that will connect you together. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for those looking for the fruit of the womb. The power of God will come upon you, and you receive the anointing for supernatural conception, and you carry your twins. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for those who are businessmen, businesswomen here. I pray all businessmen, all businesswomen, receive the touch of fire. I command your business to move to the next level in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for all career women, all career men, receive the touch of fire in the name of Jesus Christ. All those writing interview, God shall minister to you and there will be testimony. All those writing exam, you have testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. Are you expecting a document from the government? Are you expecting your permanent resident permit? Receive it now, receive it now, receive it now in the name of Jesus Christ. Are your children under attack? I command your children to be delivered from captivity. I command your children to be delivered from captivity. Say it after me. Say, my children, mention their name one by one. Get out of captivity. Mention the name of your children one by one. Say, get out of captivity. Use about 2 minutes on each of them. If it's Daniel, say, Daniel, get out of captivity. Get out of captivity. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. If it's Larry, if it's Emeka, you say, Emeka, hear the word of the Lord. Get out of captivity. Get out of captivity. Get out of captivity. Get out of captivity. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. In Jesus' name, spend about 2-3 minutes on each, and you are going to see the mighty hand of God coming upon their lives, and they'll be free from bondage. That is what God will do. And I trust God and I trust His word. It's going to be so in Jesus' name. You want to reach me? Oh, you can pass information to my WhatsApp number 0802-336 9298. 0802-336-9298. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Cloth, 7th Avenue, Fextac Town. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. God bless you in Jesus' name.